Hey, you were telling me that a period of time like that without any rain, you'd call a...
Ralph.
What if it was just a little shorter than that? Maybe just a week, week and a half without rain. Still call out a drought, or just call out...
Mr. Drought, Will.
Drought, Will. Will, and you would... Let's see. I believe you told me that that thing that fly around and eat the mosquitoes, that was a snake doctor.
Yeah,
Was that?
Yes.
A mosquito. Yeah, a snake doctor, you said, but isn't there something that's...
Well, they call it a mosquito hawk?
Yeah, a mosquito hawk, I believe. Yeah.
You heard both of those terms?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Which one would you be more likely to use? Mosquito hawk or snake doctor? Which one sound more familiar to you?
Snake doctor.
Will. We talk about all of your animals and things like that. That black and white striped one that you smell so bad. What do they usually call him?
Polecat.
Polecat.
Is that polecat? Is it different? Is it different?
Skunk.
Is polecat and skunk different? Or?
They got the worst
old
smell.
Yeah. I guess people run over them and smell real good.
Skunks.
Yeah.
Skunks
are raised like hen roosts, won't they?
Yeah.
They're pretty. They're pretty things, but no.
I heard that they make pretty good pets if you got them descented, but I'm sure you'd have to get them descented.
Oh, Benny, that's a terrible odor when you smell one. Mm-hmm. They'll come around, you know, we have had them come around, you know, here where we could, you could smell them, and I'm telling you the truth. It's terrible.
I guess so. We're talking about raiding a chicken roost. Did you ever have a little place where you keep bibbies?
Yeah.
What'd you call that? Little?
Chicken coop?
Well, incubator is what you hatch them in.
And you put them in that coop?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I guess that keep a rooster from getting mad.
Yeah, they put let the, well, you can put them in there by themselves and put the hen in there with them, couldn't you?
Yeah.
We were talking about those squirrels the other day. Do they have any squirrels around here that stay on the ground that don't?
Yeah, they go on the ground and up trees too. Yeah.
Is any of them that don't climb trees, little?
No, I don't think so.
There's some ground squirrels, isn't
there? Yeah, that's right. But I don't never hear nobody mention them here, but they must have played out.
They used to be ground squirrels, I know. Oh, I'd like to steal ground squirrels.
Might be, but I don't never hear nobody mention
them. What do those things? They look just like a regular squirrel? Or...
Yeah, they look like a squirrel.
But they're not as big.
Well, ground squirrels. And ground hogs.
Mm-hmm. And what's that ground hog look like? Is he a...
He looks kind of like a hog. I reckon I ain't never seen one of them, just only the pictures.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And they claim that he comes out the second day of February.
Mm-hmm.
He comes out the second day of February. If it's cloudy, he'll stay out. But if he comes out in sunshine, he sees the shadow, he'll go back in. You may have heard that.
Yeah,
that's six right. More weeks of
they
bad
call that
weather.
Groundhog day, don't you?
Yeah. Six more weeks of bad weather. You know, that's on the calendar.
Yeah.
That's on the calendar.
I know it is. Groundhog day.
We're talking about all the things that grow up. We talk about snakes being poisoned. Any kind of vines or things that are poisoned out in the
woods? No. Poison ivy and everything.
Is there a difference between those two, or are they about the same? Or is it
I think there's a difference, wasn't it?
I believe it is. You know, this is ivy that blooms out on these hills. It's so pretty, it looks like hydrangeas. It's so pretty. It's up there on that Wheeler's Mountain, just a lot of it. Well, they say that's poison, but I broke it off bring it home, you know, bouquets. And
well, that poison ivy, I can brush up against that, and it won't make me break out.
It doesn't either, but it does a lot of people.
It will. A lot of people just get really sick.